Welcome. Welcome to the best 5-minute wine podcast with Forrest Kelly.
In my entrepreneurial journey, I heard a saying many years ago, which is still true to this day. And that is, if you own a business and you have to go to work every day to make that business function, then you have a job. I like to approach it that Henry and I own the business, that we don't just have jobs.
Was there a conscious decision on the plastic bottle as opposed to glass?
Yes, it's called being a struggling new business. When we started, we just self-distributed. We sold everything ourselves because obviously no distributor that's in business is going to, like, they weren't interested in our products back then. So we were shipping all over the state of Florida. So as you can imagine, it's hard to ship glass. It weighs a lot and they break. So we did the plastic because we can get a case, send it UPS or FedEx. It's only 28 pounds, which is less expensive. And the way those guys throw those boxes around, plastic doesn't break, glass does. So yeah, it was basically a dollars and cents decision back when we had, you know, two nickels to rub together, that this was, you know, the only way we could actually afford to ship around the state. Now, today we got a lot of products that are in glass, that especially ones that are a little better quality. But for the, let's say for the well, we still have plastic, because something else that restaurants and bars find out is that when they drop a bottle and it's plastic, they don't lose it. When they drop glass, they lose it. You'd be surprised. Maybe you wouldn't be surprised, but we've had accounts that were like, oh, really, plastic? I'm not sure. And then they reorder and we go, you know, so the plastic was okay. And they go, yeah, actually, you know, you saved me a couple of bucks as my bartender just dropped the bottle. I just picked it up.
Yeah. If there's some distributors or restaurants or bars that are listening right now, give them the pitch that back in the day when you were out on the street working them and you walk in cold to a bar or wherever, let me hear the pitch that you'd hit them with.
Well, basically, the opportunity that our product presents for a restaurant is threefold. First, it gives you the ability to have a high profit item on your menu. You're able to sell cocktails with only a beer and wine license. You don't need to have the expense of a liquor license from a licensing perspective or an insurance perspective. The customers that are used to coming to you are going to come more often, because believe it or not, Joe and Cindy come every couple of weeks, but sometimes they go over to the other place because Cindy wants a margarita or Joe wants a Bloody Mary. Now you can offer them that so they can come back more often, because when the days they want to drink, they can have it at your place. In addition to that, the customer who doesn't know about your place comes in for the first time and sees you have cocktails, you've just earned them as a customer, as a repeat customer. They're not going to come back if they can't have their favorite drink on a Saturday night. Now they can, because you have premium blend wine-based spirits that can make a cocktail and just as good. And we encourage you to let them have a free sample, because they're going to love it. And it's going to order the cocktail. So it's going to increase your margins, it's going to increase customer retention, and it's going to attract new customers for you. And if that's not enough, your wait staff is going to make more money, because when you sell a cocktail for $10, $12, instead of a bottle of beer or a glass of wine for $6 or $7, that check average is going to be higher, and the tip that that waiter or waitress is going to get is going to be higher. Yep. So they're going to make your wait staff happier, because they're going to get bigger tips and make more money. The only question here is, how does it taste? Let me make you a drink, sample the product for you, and you can tell me what you think.
Do you ever stack them up side by side and do a blind taste test?
All the time. Henry likes to say that when we make a sales presentation at a restaurant, it's like we're moving in there. Because we come in with every bottle and every mix, and we got bags and bags. It's like we're moving into this place with so many things we bring in. Because we let them try everything, and anybody, we've had owners that are like, my cousin's coming to visit me. Can he try? Yeah, everybody, come on. Everybody come here. Everybody drink, try it and drink it. A lot of times these places, even though they don't have beer and wine license, the owner will have a bottle of rum in his office, let's say, right? He'll say, oh, let me try it against the rum. And they'll make a drink, and the drink will taste the same. The rum obviously is going to be stronger when you drink it straight versus our Rumbero, which is our rum type. But when you make it a piña colada, it tastes exactly the same. Nobody can tell which is which.
What's the price cost comparison?
It depends on the market. Because this is an industry that has different taxation in different localities. And I don't mean sales tax. I'm talking about alcohol tax. Like a case of our Crumbero, as I just mentioned, pays $10 for 12 bottles here in the state of Florida, alcohol tax. Or in California, it's 63 cents, right? So it all depends on the state and the liquor taxation. But more or less, you know, you're going to run across, let's say, $8 to $10 for a liter.
What do you think your dad would be most proud of if he could see you guys today?
Well, now you're trying to get me to cry. When we first got to this country, and Henry says this, Henry repeats it all the time. Our father said, we didn't come to this country to mess around. We came here for a reason. We didn't come here to take. We came here to give. And I think he'd be so proud that we have done something with our lives. And we have created a business that employs people. I like to think that we help our customers, because a small mom and pop restaurant or bar, sometimes their only reason that they're in business is because they're serving premium blend cocktails, the profit margins they make. And some of our best customers make so much money, they get a liquor license. They just keep buying ours for their Wells drinks, but then they get the liquor license for the fancy guys who want, you know, Johnny Walker or whatever. So I think he'd be very proud that we did something, Pop. We did something.
What's your dad's name?
Orestes. Orestes Santos.
You got me too, Gino. I got a little teary-eyed there as well. My dad's still with me. He's 80, 85, and he's getting...
Spend as much time as you can with him, my friend.